Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Just Show Up with Janine. I am your host, Janine Youngworth. Thank you so much for joining me here today and giving me an energy to speak to. If you are new to my podcast, I welcome you. May whatever I come up with and speak about in this podcast contribute to you in ways you never dreamed possible. So in today's episode, it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And I was just really being called to come and speak to the energy of when life gets difficult, when we are sometimes resisting the uncomfortable aspects of what comes up in life. We all know that life is all about ups and downs, and if it was all just simply ease and joy, then how would we ever grow, learn, and experience who we are, what our strengths are, and what we're capable of? So as I kind of am moving through every single day, I just completed 9 days of live on Facebook around spiritual self-care. And I think spiritual self-care is just something that people don't really even think about or even consider, because we're so focused on the physical reality of being in a human body and living in this reality of the world. And so what does spiritual self-care even mean? And, you know, it's something that I've been kind of asking through these 9 days of doing the lives, and you know, we covered many different topics. And if you're interested, that the videos are still available. If you go to Facebook, it is under Spiritual Self-Care Live. You should be able to find the group. Click join and go ahead and watch the replays. And I've just launched into a coaching program. So it's an 8-week coaching program on all about creating your life, but there's so many other things that I've added in there as kind of bonuses for learning and growth in so many aspects of your life. There's Beyond the Vision Board, there's the Dream Mining Process, there's going to be all kinds of meditation videos, there's a past life regression, there is also a spirit guide meditation. So if you want more information on those packages, you can go to my Just Show Up with Janine Facebook page. I have posted the link to go and look at what those packages are and how you can get your hands on that content. So really, what I'm doing with the coaching program is just giving people tools to create greater ease and joy in their life. And I think something that we've forgotten in life is that everything is simply energy. And when we start to look at life as everything is simply energy, we start to realize that maybe things aren't as they seem, and that maybe we do have more power and control than we maybe realize or acknowledge. And one of those things is what I always say at the end of my podcast is that you are the creator of your life. And so the first step is to really just acknowledge that. But I wanted to share a tool today around, you know, how we, whatever it is that we're resisting. And oftentimes when life gets uncomfortable, even if we're having physical pain in our bodies, we want to resist it. We want to avoid it. We don't really want to feel it. And that is kind of the one of the lies of this reality, is that we have, if we just let go of that resistance, then we can kind of move through it a lot more quickly. And so it's really just to acknowledge where we're at, and then we can kind of move through it, because everything that happens in our lives is just showing us things that we've maybe chosen in the past that are being created in our life currently, but nothing's set in stone. So if you don't like what's being created in your life, then what could you choose that would create a totally different reality? And so really, that's one of the major steps to creation is, or I should say the major steps to change is acknowledging what needs to change in the first place. So maybe you have an area in your life that isn't working well for you, or an area in your life that you wish was different. And I certainly hope that you're not out there sitting there thinking that you can just settle for everything that life is dishing out to you, because you are the one that is in control. And I think that's the thing. Most people in their lives have no idea that they actually are in the driver's seat. They are the ones that are creating in their lives, and that if they don't like what's happening in their life, they can absolutely change it. So, are you someone who's maybe drifting through life thinking that this is all there is? And I think so many people, again, there's lots of atheists out there that just don't really believe in anything beyond themselves. But I think there's a lot of people also that believe that God is the one that's in control. But that's actually not the truth. That's why we were given free will. That's why we were made in His image, is that if God is the creator, then we are the co-creators. And so it's time to start acknowledging that we are the creators of our lives, no matter what it is that we are creating in our life. Even if right now our life is in shambles and we're really not happy and we think our life sucks, I really am going to gently nudge you and let you know that everything that you have chosen to this point has gotten you to this point in your life, and that you chose all of it. And I also want you to know that nothing is set in stone, and that we can choose in 10-second increments. So if you're living in a place where maybe it's not nurturing to you and it's toxic to you and you need to get out, then you can choose to move on. And that may sound very simplistic, and it is, but at the same time, it is just a choice if you're staying in a place where you are settling or really unhappy. And maybe you don't want to leave. Maybe you're just not happy with how things are going on around you. And maybe you need to ask some questions or have some conversations. But it doesn't have to continue this way. It's the first step is just to acknowledge that you're not happy. The first step is just to acknowledge that it's not working for you. And then you just have to say, okay, so what is it that I want instead? What is it exactly that I would rather have? What am I desiring? You know, how did I get here? And what is it going to take to change this? So you really are the creator of your life. And, you know, the definition of crazy is expecting your life to change while doing all of the same things, right? Keep doing the same things, expecting a different result. That's the definition of crazy. And so what is it? What is it that you need to change in order, or what is it that you need to choose in order for everything to change? And if you're not sure, ask for clarity. Ask for more ease and joy in the situation. Ask what it is that you can be or do right now in order to have the awareness, the solutions, the ideas come to you so that you can start creating a different reality. You've got this. You can do this. It's just that maybe your perceptions and what you didn't know was possible is actually now possible. So if this speaks to you, I am going to invite you to go and check out my program. And right now I have it being offered at a beta price. The next time I offer this program, it will not ever be at this price again. So if you go to my Facebook page, just show up with Janine, you can find the post where I put the link to my packages. And you can also email me if you have questions at accessjanine@gmail.com. So accessjanine@gmail.com. And I can send you the link and the information. So thank you for joining me here today. Thank you for giving me an energy to speak to, and we'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.